Now, the fourth way is even more subtle, and that's this. We are practicing a form of legalism when we come to the Word of God and see it merely as a rule book filled with those things which will restrict and restrain us. Now, as believers, we may feel we have an obligation and a duty to obey it, but there's still a perception, an attitude towards God's law where, okay, you saved my soul. My obedience will not save me. Jesus saved me. But because you saved my soul, I owe it to you. And you have this long list of petty rules that I don't understand, that I don't like. But hey, I have an obligation. I'll do my best to try to keep these laws. This is a perspective on God whereby God is a sort of celestial killjoy. Well, if we're going to have a sound, biblical, proper perspective on how God speaks to us, if we're going to try to believe God, then we have to understand that not just the nice, happy things are God's grace, but even when God calls us to obedience, what He's calling us to is abundant life. God's law isn't a burden. In fact, Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you." It's light. So when God says do something, He's not saying, I know this is unpleasant, but it'll be worth it, it'll pay off in the end. When God calls us to do something, He's inviting us to joy. When God calls us to do something, He's inviting us to joy. And this point is no more vividly illustrated in the promise that I want us to consider today. And I do it, frankly, with fear and trepidation. I am deeply frightened that as I try and present this promise to you, that many of you are going to accuse me of being a legalist. But I really am going to try not to fall into that, because what I'm about to tell you, I'm going to show you a promise that some Christians treat as law that we have to keep, that in turn goes against our cultural norms, our cultural expectations. We have this assumption that we'll